Students at Mill River Union High School in Clarendon will perform a stage version of The Grapes of Wrath this weekend. Theater director Peter Bruno says the Steinbeck classic seems especially relevant with Americans debating refugee resettlement, class warfare, and the power of the police. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
The stage at Mill River Union is framed with weathered wooden planks. Props are minimal except for a ramshackle old pickup that the cast piles into for their perilous journey west.
You've been awful quiet lately. What's the matter? Getting sour?
Nah, I'm just all worried up. I've been watching the cars that passed us and them that we passed. I've been keeping track.
Track of what?
Well, you see, there's a hell of a lot of cars all going west. Ain't none of them going east. Did you notice that?
Yeah, nah, I noticed.
Well, it's like a whole country's moving.
A whole country is moving. We're moving too.
For many living in Oklahoma, Kansas, and parts of Texas in the 1930s, it probably did feel like everyone was moving. An ongoing drought had shriveled the landscape of those states, and tens of thousands of so-called Dust Bowl families fled their farms and headed west, hoping for a better life in California. The Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, tells the story of one of those families, the Jodes. Ma Jode, their matriarch, is played by 15-year-old Alyssa Shaw.
I like to think how nice it's going to be, maybe, in California. Never cold and fruit every place and people just being the nicest places and little white houses in and among the orange trees. I wonder if we all get a job in our work, maybe we can buy one of them little white houses.
Maybe.
The novels has always been one of my favorites.
Peter Bruno teaches English and theater at Mill River Union. He says the story of the Jodes seemed especially relevant now, with Bernie Sanders' call to fight class division, Donald Trump's pledge to build a wall, and the Rutland community's deep divide over refugee resettlement.
This novel, this story, so captures those moments. I think we can substitute the Jodes for many people. The Syrians coming into Rutland, I think the Jodes could represent the LGBT community. I think the Jodes represent all of the people who feel oppressed, discriminated against, ignored.
Alyssa Shaw nods. She says the play is about a family's struggle to survive and stay together despite death, hunger, and the scorn they encounter on their journey west. She says playing the mother, the family's source of strength, made her think about what some of the Syrian refugee families are going through.
A lot of people, from what I've heard, don't want the refugees coming. And to me, that's completely ridiculous because if you thought of it from your perspective, you would do anything to keep you and your family safe. So I feel like that the people that come to this show should really, really deeply think about what it would be like if it was happening to them and kind of take it from the characters and how they portray it, how awful it truly is. And obviously our characters in our play cannot do justice to what is actually happening in the world, but we're trying our best.
Fellow castmate Daniel Forty agrees.
Yeah, I think the great message of the show is people are people and you can't discriminate, you know, based on something you don't know. Stereotype one, you know, a large group of people based on the acts of one person.
Theater director Peter Bruno says at a time when the country is divided over so many issues, he believes art and literature become even more important.
Art is extremely powerful in allowing people to see things and hear stories that question the status quo, that always question and push back against what we take for granted and what we're, perhaps many of us, too busy or too afraid to address.
I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world a fool in trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there.
Mill River Union will perform The Grapes of Wrath November 17th, 18th, and 19th at 7:30 p.m. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Clarendon.